Rabbi, we're up to Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. We're up to Siman Beis. I want to go a little bit faster and catch up a little bit as much as possible tonight. So please mind the speed. Okay. Good. So Kuf Yud Aleph, Siman Beis, Siman Beis. Chazan Shemaschel Shmoyne Esse. Chazan, when he starts Shmoyne Esse, Bekoil Ram, when he goes over the Shmoyne Esse loud, he goes back and he says, Hashem Sefos HaTiftach, Hufi Agit Elosecho. So Hashem Sefos HaTiftach is a proper and intrinsic part of Shmoyne Esse, and the Chazan should go over those words when he does Chazos HaShatz. So, yes, it's an intrinsic part of Shmoyne Esse, and he should say the word Hashem Sefos HaTiftach. The Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Nun, it says something really interesting, which is the following. The Pasuk Zehu Shayach LeTefillah, the canal. The Pasuk Hashem Sfosai is part of the Shmoyne Esse, it's part of the Tefillah, and the Chazan will go over those words. V'toiv she'amar no belachash, and it should say quietly, havel sharp sukin tzorich lo'emay, it doesn't have to say anything else. But it is part of Shmoyne Esse on the one hand, on the other hand, the Chazan should say it quietly. V'im rotzo lo'em arisha, yeah. Because of Prima Gordim, that's the point I wanted to share with you. The Prima Gordim says, Shliach tzibu, einu resha lehafzik, le'achash yispal belachash. The Chazan should not speak when he has finished his quiet Shmoyne Esse. When the Chazan has finished his quiet Shmoyne Esse, he should not talk. Quiet Shmoyne Esse shouldn't talk before he starts loud Shmoyne Esse. So again, Chazan, when he finishes quiet Shmoyne Esse, he's waiting now to start loud Shmoyne Esse. He shouldn't talk. Mishneh Berurah here, Aloch Lemaise. Only rak lidvar mitzvah. If he needs to talk lidvar mitzvah for mitzvah purpose, he's allowed to do so. Kegoy lano is omein yesh meirabe v'chidoyme, aber lidvar reshus nira deloy. So he's not allowed to talk really. Chazan, when he's waiting to start Shmoyne Esse, loud Shmoyne Esse, Chazan Shatz, he's not allowed to talk for mitzvah purpose, such as omein yesh meirabe, that he hears from another mismanage, whatever. That we're allowed to say, but anything else, he's not really allowed to talk. Poets can discuss learning. He's allowed to take a gemara quickly and learn. Is he allowed to do that or not? And the person came not very happy about it. Yeah.
I've heard and also been in a position where there's a big olam and it's hard to tell if there's 9 people finished or not. And so like the gavel will talk to the shliach saying whether or not you can start.
Yeah, I suppose that I imagine that's going to be called var mitzvah as well. If it's really necessary in order to know whether you can start or not, I'd imagine it's called var mitzvah. I'd imagine. It's for the mitzvah purpose. You need to know if you can start or not. Right, but it's interesting. Mishneh Berurah, Alechatchila one shouldn't talk. So that's an important Mishneh Berurah here. See, if Gemara, we continue. Imat shaloi korei kriya shma, motzot tzibu mispalelim. If, when he reached, we learned this halacha earlier, that imat shaloi korei kriya shma, motzot tzibu mispalelim, lo yispalelim ohem. If a person hasn't, is joining the minyan, and he's showed up late, and he hasn't said shma yet, the minyan, however, is up to Shmoyne Esse already. Lo yispalel imahem. Don't attempt to daven Shmoyne Esse with the minyan because you haven't davened Shema yet. So Eloi korei kriya Shema. You should say Shema. Ach yispalel afterwards daven Shmoyne Esse with them. Temis mechgudel etfila. Odif. Remember this simon over here. Simon Kufi Dalev is talking about temis mechgudel etfila. The concept of being soy mechgudel etfila. There's a halacha which is doicha even tefila betzibah that we need to have. Tfila, which is soymech, gul is soymech le tfila. You have to be soymech gul le tfila. You need to say Goal Israel, and right from Goal Israel, you go into Shmoyne Esre. Therefore, if you're showing up late, and Minin is doubling Shmoyne Esre, you could just about catch the Shmoyne Esre, but you haven't said Shema yet, do not say Shmoyne Esre with a minion. Don't. Rather, say Shema with its brachas. You're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibah, but at the very least, your private individual Shmoyne Esse, you're going to be Besemech Gula Tefillah. You're going to go from Gula to Tefillah, and that's more important than Tefillah, which is really interesting. Great, very interesting, yeah. Correct. Yeah, Mishneh Berurah points out. Good, okay, so that's with regards to the Simon of Simon Kuf Yud Aleph Besemech Gula Tefillah, and that leads us straight into Kuf Yud Beish. We mentioned this halacha at least once or twice previously. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Halisha Adam Tzrochav B'Sholosh Rishonos V'Loi B'Sholosh Achronos. Fascinating concept that a person may not ask his individual private tefillas, not in the first three tefillas of Shmoyne Esse, of us, and not the final three brachas of Shmoyne Esse, They are not for your private, individual requests. That you leave for the middle brochas. The first three, which is obvious, and the last three, is not meant for your private individual needs. Says Shulchan Aruch, Alishal Odom Tzrochov, a person may not ask his Tzrochov, his personal requests, his personal tefillahs, B'sholosh Rishonos, the three first brochas, V'loi B'sholosh Achronos, not the last three brochas, right, full stop. However, this that we just said now, for Dafke Tzor Kriyochit, this is only if it's a private individual request. Don't say in the middle of Brochot Hashem Ogen Avraham, don't say Hashem, please give me Parnosa, give me Refuah Shleima, save me, help me. That's not, that is inappropriate. Don't do that in Sholosh Rishonos and Sholosh Achronos. However, if it's Tzorkei Tzibur, if it's communal requests, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. If it's a communal request, you'd be allowed to say that and ask for the entire Shemuel Esser. Mishnah Berurah says a very, very interesting pshat. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows in Sifkot Aleph, and most importantly, Sifkot Beis. Sifkot Aleph says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. First word line, Alishal. Tesholosh Rishonos Lemahen Doimim. What is the first three brachas all about? What does it resemble? Le'evet, like a slave, Shemesader Shevach Lifnei Raboy. He arranges his Shevach, his praise, Lifnei Rabo, before his master. So the first three brachas is more like, it's a introductory kind of, can you help me out? It's an introductory, puts us in the right frame, in the right, in the right approach, in the right mahalach. So we are evidence of the first, so therefore it's not the right time to ask Hashem prayers and bakoshes. We're still in a stage of Eved Lifnei Raboy. Don't beg Hashem anything at this point. Just sort yourself out. Morgan Avraham, you know, you are the master, I'm the slave, don't ask anything yet. Soon, in a minute, you can ask anything you want. Ask for a Refuah Shleima, for Parnosa, Semach Tovet, anything. But at the moment, just put the position right here. What's the structure here? What's the hierarchy over here? Sort out the hierarchy, and then afterwards you can ask. That's the Sholosh Rishonos. And by Emtzoy is the middle brachas, Le'evet, Shemibakesh Prasn Meraboy. The middle brachas is like an Evet, a slave that is asking, he's asking to get paid, he's asking for something from his rabbi, from his master. That's the middle brachas. Achoino is the final three brachas, the Evet Shekibel Pras Meraboy, as if you got already something from your master. Shemeshapchoy Vehoylechloy. After asking and hopefully receiving something from Hashem, which is the middle brachas, the final three is thanking. Moedim Rachnu Loch. We thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for listening. Hopefully for giving it to me. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me what you gave. And now it's inappropriate. When it's thanking time, you don't ask again. Please, oh, actually, I forgot. Actually, can I also ask for this and that and the other? That's the wrong time again. So you don't ask Hashem private bakosh at the beginning. And don't ask private Hashem private bakosh the last three brachas. It's inappropriate to ask first and last three brachas anything from Hashem. But now, what would be the svar according to that? And that's an unbelievable mishtabur. Just a few words, but it's an unbelievable mishtabur. It's such a musa askel. It's such a powerful mishtabur. Just occurred. This mishtabur was. I looked at it today, and it was almost like an eye opener. Almost an eye opener. Why is it? If that's the case, Shulchan Aruch says there's a difference between private bakoshes and communal bakoshes. Okay, I fully understand. Mishnah Berurah now has been explained. He explains very clearly. Mishnah Berurah explains why you can't ask private bakoshes, not the beginning, not the end of Shemuel Esser. So far, so good, no? Okay, so why is communal bakoshes okay? Why is it that in the first three brachas and the final three brachas, when it comes to communal, Hashem, the community is in an agony in Tzar. Hashem, why is it that for the communal, that's okay? To ask Hashem, first three and last three, why? Why is communal bakoshas okay? Why? What's the difference? You hear the over? What are you tying it? It's good kasha. What's Shulchan Aruch? Oh, what a nice pshat. Rabbi Feingold suggests a beautiful pshat. He says the fact that we think about others, that's doicha even kabbalos. It's a doicha anything. The fact that we ask for our brothers, we ask something, that's doicha anything. Very interesting. That's really interesting pshat. Very interesting pshat. But you hear the kasha. Why is it communal bakoshas we're allowed to ask? The Mishnah over here, yeah. Therefore,
it fits in.
It's because it's.
It doesn't really belong.
I hear. Okay, so maybe let's see what the Mishnah says over here. A few words. I think that's mamash beautiful. It's a Musa Haskel. Shenke Dugmosim. Mishnah says the following words in Sifkot Meis. Shori, communal bakoshet is permitted. Why? Shazer, who gam kemen ashavach. This is also like a praise. Why? V'kovod l'rav. It's also like a praise and an honor to the master. Sherabim tzrichim loy. If you have got a whole rabbim, a whole community, who needs and is dependent on one, on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's felt. The fact that we identify, we realize, and we recognize that all of us, we need Hashem, that itself is a praise to Hashem. What a beautiful pshat. The fact that we're all totally dependent on Ribbono Shel Olam, all of us, not just me, we all are in the same boat, we need Hashem. The fact that we recognize that, that's a praise to Hashem. Therefore, communal bakoshes are permitted. Private bakoshes not, but communal bakoshes, because it's a recognition that Rabim Tzrichim Loi, that we all need Hashem. That itself, we recognize that, that itself is a praise and an honor to Hashem. What do you think about it? It's interesting, it's a very thought-provoking Mishnah Berurah. No, because a private person needing somebody, there's no praise to the other for that. That's, I need Hashem. I personally need Hashem. There's nothing that is adds to the praise of Hashem. It's not a cover to Hashem, the fact that I need him. But the fact that everybody in the same boat, and we all need Hashem, so that's a recognition, the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Does that make sense? I think it's a very thought-provoking Mishnah Berurah. It's very interesting. It has to do with Mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam, as the whole concept of Hemelech Beloy. Oh, it's a very, very deep Mishnah Berurah, this. I think it's a really deep. Good, okay. Yeah, good. The Mishnah Berurah the Shulchan Aruch continues. Shulchan Aruch continues. Okay. Ein loyma piyutim, Sif Beis. Ein loyma piyutim v'loy koivetz. One is not meant to say piyutim and koivetz. Now, koivetz is, of course, the special piyutim that we say in the middle of Birkas Shema, which stands for Koil Rino v'Yishua Ba'ol Eitz Tzadikim. Special koivetz piyutim that are said. Unfortunately, nowadays, most shuls have dropped them. Who knows why? One of the most beautiful treasures in Klal Yisrael, the piyutim. They're so incredibly special. Of the Pesach piyutim. It's so beautiful. It's so deep. It's those treasures. Mamash treasures. It's mamash treasures. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say piyutim koivetz. Perish koivetz leyotza. We don't say that. Ah, v'yosh oim shu rosh tevis koil rinu v'yishob alay tzadikim. The Ramah says it over here. I'm not sure it's the Ramah, but he said that's where the word koivetz comes from. But finish Shulchan. We do not interrupt. Shulchan Aruch says we do not interrupt to say piyutim and yotzes. Therefore, Sfadi Sheiden, they don't say piyutim as the Ashkenazim do. Shulchan Aruch says we don't say piyutim and yotzes. What's that? Yeah. So this is not the interestingly. So what are you saying? It's not hefsek anyway. What you're referring to is that a person should ask, Seif Beis is not directly connected to Seif Aleph. Seif Beis in an additional halacha, don't interrupt the middle of Shulchan Aruch, whatever it may be. So, the Ramah adds, V'yesh matirin, soma matir, hoil v'tzoki rabim heim. There is a heter to be mafsik in the middle of Shulchan Aruch because there is the needs of the rabbim involved, and therefore you're allowed to. V'chenoy again, b'chol mokim la'omun, that's the minhag everywhere, says the Ramah, to say them. There is a huge machloik as achroini, Mishnah Berurah brings down a radvaz as to whether one can or one cannot say piyutim. Halach l'maisa, every minhag is to be followed. I mean, every kiddush should follow its minhagim. One should, when Pichodosh brings down, if you miss Sovzman Shema, then you shouldn't say it. But of course, the person should stick to one's Messiah and say Piyutim if the one's Messiah is to say Piyutim. Don't say Piyutim if it's not meaning to say Piyutim. I must point out that it's a little bit hard to find Mekoiris. I'm not an historian, by all accounts, but apparently in the Yekish Litvish world, in the Ashkenazish world, it was pretty universal to say piyutim. until fairly recently. If you check in 100 years ago, I mean, the truth is, think about it. Have you ever seen, I mean, all the machzorim, have you ever seen a machzor without piyutim? Have you ever seen a machzor without piyutim? Have you ever seen a machzor without piyutim? There's no such thing, right? Every machzor is going to piyutim. Now, it's a known thing that every yid used to have a siddur and a chumash, set of chumash, and then machzorim as well, right? Every family has got machzorim. Now, if you don't say piyutim, you don't really need a machzor, do you? Do you need a machzor? For the lining, you know where the lining is. I'm saying you're going to find the lining. It's all basically for that. Do you agree? The machzor is only because you need for the piyutim, no? You can get away without a machzor nowadays. Isn't that interesting? So no, do you agree? In the shtibel, they say, I'm sure they do, yeah. Right, okay, so it's a bit hard to identify where exactly, when were they actually dropped and why. Okay. Either way, Simon Kufyud Gimel, page 280. Dinei Akiyas, Mishmoina Eser Mochas. With regards to the Kiyas, the back down, with regards to the Shmoina Eser. Very interesting, Alochas, page 280 on top. Elu Brochas, Shoichin Bahan. Shulchan Aruch says, these are the Brochas, and we actually bow down, Be'ovois. When we say the Broch of Ovois, Betchila, at the very beginning of Shmoina Eser, Ovasoif. And at the end of Broch of Ovois, we bow down. Uve Oida, when it comes to Oida, Moidim, Tchila, at the beginning of Moedim, Ovasoif, and at the end. Ve'im bo lishchois, besoif kol brocha betchilasa, says the Shulchan Aruch, if a person wants to add, bowing down, he wants to do the Moish Tachah voice throughout the Shmoina Esra, besoif kol brocha, at the end of a brocha, or betchilasa, at the beginning of a brocha, melamdim oisa, we teach him, shloi yishcha, we teach people, hello, Yankel, I'm really sorry, don't bow down. You bow down at the beginning of Shmoina Esra twice, at the end of Moedim twice, don't overdo it, please. But in the middle, you are allowed to. We'll speak more about that. But let's carry on. See, base. Hanoyagin lishchois b'Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who tends to bow down on Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippah. K'shoyim b'mizocheinu michamoicho. Tzirichim lizkoy b'shemagim l'soif ha-brocha. There are people who have a minig to bow down gently or slightly throughout the entire, on Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippah. When they say zocheinu, or when they say michamoicho, we have to teach them. When it actually comes to the brocha, to the actual bracha, you need to be straight. Bracha to Hashem, you need to be straight for the bracha. So even if somebody wants to say, Micha Moicha Zochen, and he wants to bow down to show Hachno to the Benish Leilam, you're allowed to do that, possibly, but for sure when it comes to the bracha, ensure that you're straight again. The Avogav, the Be'ovois, Avogav, the Be'ovois, Kiriya Besef HaBracha, although it's true that when it comes to Avogav, we bow down at the end of the bracha, Mekomogam Tzich Lizkev Me'at Besef Zochenu Kedei Shinira Shechoyzev Kiriya Meshum Chiyuv. See that, either way, when it comes to the bracha, you're going to have to, but in Ovos, you're going to do it appropriately, but before that, make sure that you're standing straight. We move on to Sif Gimel. Hakriya b'chol koyim alefonecha tishtachaveh. A person who, in the earlier part of the tefillah, he says, he bows down and he says, b'chol koyim alefonecha tishtachaveh. Or somebody who bows down when he says, ulechol levatcho anachnu moedim, when in the part of the tefillah, where we say, ulechol levatcho anachnu moedim, he bows down by saying those words, oy be oy do the halal. Oh, in the middle of halal he bows down. Uve birkas hamazon, in benching he decides to bow down in the middle of benching. Have you seen a person bow down in benching? Not yet. So harizim agunah. This is totally inappropriate. Don't start bowing down in the middle of birkas hamazon. Even if you want people to look at you, find something else. It's inappropriate to start bowing down in those parts of tefillah. Perish eli choyal abemogim shtik nechomim. That's really the bottom line. We only bow down where Chachomim say we should do so. So whilst really, it makes sense when we say the words, ulechol levatcho nachnu moedim, you Hashem are the only one, we only bow down to you. In a way, it would make sense to bow down then. Similarly, when we say, v'chol koyim alefonecha tishtachaveh, any person standing is going to be bowing down for you to Hashem. It would make sense really, don't you agree? He would really, in principle, it would make sense to bow down at that point. But we don't. Why don't we? Because Chachomim made times and places that we're meant to bow down. That's where we do it. Don't add to it. Okay, we move on. Good. Now, Sif Dalet is going to teach us how to actually do the bowing down. How do we do it? Rabbi Yisai, how do we bow down when it comes to the brochas? How do we do it? What's the right way of doing it? Halachically? Pardon? Knees down, very good. And the actual says Shulchan Aruch the following. That's the way we have to do it. Hamis Palel. Somebody who davens, tzorich sheyicha, he should bow down, ad sheyis pakuku kol chuliy shebeshedra. The spine is made out of how many? Any medical, any knowledge, pardon? 19 parts of the spine? That's really interesting. 19, yeah?
That's
It's really fascinating. Okay, either 90.
The other one,
yeah. So, okay, so the halacha is that she's pakuku kol chuli shebeshedra. They should all be bent. So don't just do the L shape kind of thing. No, that's not the right way. Rather, ensure that it should be all the chuli shebeguf, the entire spine, every part of the spine should be tilted. Do not bend down. That by the waist is just going, that your back is straight, just. Do you know what I mean? There must be a better way of describing it.
Let's go from the waist.
Don't just go from the waist. That's the perfect way of describing it. Don't just go, right? So don't have a straight back and just the waist down like this. That would be wrong. But what you have to do, you have to ensure that every part of the spine is tilt is affected. Does that make sense? Yeah. Even your head should be going down. So every part from the head, which is basically the top of the spine, the top part of the spine, all the way down, should be tilted when you do moedim. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, that's the next Mishnah Berurah. We've got in Shulchan Aruch, it says as follows: "For lo yishchek kol kach ad she piv keneged chogu shel michnasayim." Don't bend all the way down; that it should be literally like a 90 degree. The muzaken, it shouldn't go all that much. Go down a lot, but not literally all the way to the level of your belt. The muzaken, if a person is old, a choyle is unwell. And he's unable to ishchoyz at his back, and he cannot actually bend down his spine to that extent. If a person is unable to bow down the way we just described, then by just going down with your head, that's sufficient. If a person is old, unwell, he's got massive backache, he's got a problem with his back, then you don't have to go all that much. Just make sure that your head actually is going down. Because it's recognizable, shochofetz lichoya, that he wants to bow down, elo only shmitzay atzmoy. You could see that he's attempting. You could see he's trying, and that's good enough. But make sure that your head goes down as much as possible, and that's the best you can do if he's a choyle or a zokein. Now the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Yud Aleph says, kol kach, when it comes to going down all the way down until you're literally reaching your belt, that's wrong. The mechzik yu, says the Mishnah Berurah, shesheich yoisim mishur shchiyah. That's not called shchiyah. If you're making something that everybody looks at, you're clearly doing something wrong. If you're making something that everybody's looking at you, obviously don't go all the way down. The mechzik yu, you're trying to get attention. We're not trying to be attention seekers, so just do it gently, go as much as appropriate, and that's it. To recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We learned that Hashem's Sfosai Tiftach is part of Shemoy Ne'esa. And Chazan, when he goes over Shemoy Ne'esa, he should say those words. We learned, the Mishnah Berurah says, do not talk between Chazar Sashatz and loud Shemoy Ne'esa, unless it's Torah Mitzvah. We learned that a person who comes late to Shul, he should not attempt to join in for Shmoy Ne'esa if he's late. He should rather say Shema and be Soymech Kudel Tefillah. Very, very important halacha. Yes, Soymech Kudel Tefillah is Doichet Tefillah B'Tzibur. We then moved on and we said that a person is not allowed to ask private bakoshas, not in the first three brochas and not in the last three brochas, only in the middle. So, Kerabim, we learned public communal demands, that's fine in the Sholosh Rishonis Nachonis too. We learned, Shulchan Aruch says, don't say piyutim. The Ramah disagrees and say, yes, do say piyutim. The Brich Chodesh says, don't say piyutim if you're going to end up missing Sof Zman. We learned in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel that Chachomim made points in Ovos and in Moedim that a person should bow down. Two in Ovos, two in Moedim. Don't add to it. If a person really, really insists, he should do so, but again, he should ensure that his back is straight before Ovos and Moedim. We learned also that a person if a person wants to add to it, it's inappropriate. Don't really add to the kiyas, even if it would appear to make sense. Don't add to the kiyas. We also learned the way a person should bow down, should make sure that every part of the spine should be tilt, should be going down. And it shouldn't go that much down though, that it looks like 90 degrees. If a person is choile or zoken, he doesn't have to go all the match down, as long as he ensures that his head is properly going down. These were the halachos we learned tonight, and looking forward to going into greater detail tomorrow.